This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Incumbents coasted to re-election last night. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Representative Lauren Boebert was the only incumbent whose race was not called last night.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, Representatives Diana DeGette, Joe Neguse, and Jason Crow are all headed back to Washington, D.C. On the GOP side, incumbents Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn also won re-election by a comfortable margin. There'll be at least two new representatives joining the ranks of the Colorado congressional delegation. One will be Brittany Pedersen, who replaces Democrat Ed Perlmutter to represent the 7th Congressional District. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State regulators will allow a company to drill more than 150 new oil and gas wells in Aurora. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission approved the plan from Crestone Peak Resources on Wednesday. It's a green light for the company to drill wells across 55 square miles in far northeast Aurora, an area set for thousands of new homes in the next few years. Local residents and environmental groups objected, saying the plan would worsen local air quality and global climate change. State regulators decided the company's plan adequately addressed both concerns. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The public can comment on two controversial projects in Colorado Springs during a regular meeting of the city's planning commission today. Commissioners are set to discuss the proposed annexation of nearly 3,200 acres near Fountain that do not currently touch city limits. They'll also review a plan for an 8,000-seat outdoor entertainment amphitheater in North Colorado Springs. The planning commission sends their recommendations and findings to city council, which then makes official decisions. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, and please stick around for the latest updates on election results.